More than a year in the making, the pages of the alternatives analysis contain a clue to how life in Hillsborough County may change in the coming decades. Hillsborough Area Regional Transit Authority head planner Mary Chevalier says it irons out numerous factors involved in mapping out a new public transit system.
Ridership of various alternatives, looking at some of the technical numbers, what would the cost implications be, what would some of the land use implications be, what would some of the travel implications be.
One of the biggest questions was whether the new system should be bus or rail. George Walton, a consultant working with HART, says rail is the way to go for a number of reasons.
It attracts riders, it saves the environment, it relieves traffic, and it's quiet.
He says there is one drawback to going with rail over bus rapid transit, or BRT.
BRT does have a lower capital cost, and it's about half when you look at the numbers of how it plays out.
Walton says rail might cost twice as much as BRT, but it would generate money in other ways.
When you look at what's going on in cities such as Dallas, Phoenix, Portland, Salt Lake, Charlotte, and many others, there are changes going on around those light rail stations. There are opportunities and benefits.
Board members called such factors intangibles. An economic comparison between the two is still missing. The HART board voted unanimously to improve the alternatives analysis, but they still have time to opt for bus rapid transit. Board member Kevin Beckner says he wants to be sure rail is indeed the best option.
I just want to make sure that we have some flexibility, that we're not going to be writing in stone here today to say if we decide that, you know, we believe that light rail is the way to go, we've got one more piece to go. And if we complete that piece and we find out, you know what, maybe it's not as great of an economic advantage as we first thought, I want to make sure that this board has some flexibility to go back when we make our final application to suggest, that we go the BRT route.
HART has yet to plan exactly where the rail line will go, but it does know that from USF to downtown Tampa, it will probably go along Interstate 275, but there's a chance it might run in the CSX rail right-of-way. The latter appears less expensive, but when the nearly 100 miles of track CSX supposedly wants HART to buy is factored in, it adds another $679 million to the $1.5 billion CSX price tag. The I-275 option would cost $1.7 billion. Again, consultant George Walton.
Capital costs are higher with the I-275 alternative, but those do not account for the right-of-way cost and the agreement cost associated with CSX.
The analysis indicates that CSX wants the county to buy 95 miles so it can have 6 miles of right-of-way, but CSX spokesperson Gary Sees says negotiations haven't even reached that point yet.
The discussions with HART and other agencies about the potential for commuter or light rail have not really progressed to a point where any sort of analysis has been done that would indicate how much CSX right-of-way might be required for any such project like that. So we're really not at a point where we've had any substantive discussions about that.
Walton says the freight company would not allow public transit to run on its tracks.
You would have to be physically separated from their tracks. So like we talked about during the course of the presentation, it's 50 feet or 25 feet with a crash barrier, or you have to be 25 foot vertically separated. The option of sharing their tracks is not one under current thinking.
And why is that?
CSX, how they've evolved and their own operating guidelines. It would be temporal and spatial separation.
The alternatives analysis did suggest more redevelopment potential along the CSX line. Community activist and Democratic Black Caucus head Diane HART says to choose the CSX line is to support economic development in East Tampa.
CSX, I believe, is a very difficult piece for them, but I think that it's doable. Anything that you really, really want to do or make happen, our city has always done that. And I've been tromping in the community for many, many years, advocating for all types of issues, and we managed to get them done if we really want to do them.
Another critic of the findings is Laura Rambeau-Lee, a conservative blogger who opposes the transit tax as a whole and gives a litany of reasons during public comment.
This will cause all business rents to increase and all their cost of doing business. And I also know that there's not a guarantee of federal money on this issue, even if the one penny tax does get passed. And I haven't seen any information about what your plans are on a light rail system in the event of a hurricane.
The federal money she mentions is not a definite, but the study was conducted as a step in the process of acquiring such funds. Much of the funding for the transit overhaul would come from a penny-per-dollar sales tax voters may approve November 2nd. 75% of that would fund public transit, and the remaining 25% would fund road improvements. HART board member Kevin Beckner, also a Hillsborough County commissioner, says the overhaul's unanswered questions should not take away from the bigger picture.
I think we have to look towards the future. For way too long, government has been short-sighted, and we haven't looked into the future. And again, what we're looking is well beyond 2035. It's not just what's important now. It's investing into the future. And that's what I think is the most important and prudent thing that we need to do now.
More specifics on routes are expected to be out by the year's end, sometime after election day. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.